Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Stand Up Fool from our buddy Mark Scott over there in San Saba, Texas. Hopefully, I saw Mark the other day in Fredericksburg at a show that we all did down there and enjoyed that very much. And I always loved that Stand Up Fool. My Uncle Dorman also liked that song real well. And in case you may be tuned in, we'll play that for him tonight. I took this request out in the street just a few minutes ago. Mandy, when I was outside, asked me if I wouldn't mind playing this song called The Old Violin, especially for her tonight. Be happy to do it. Here's Johnny Paycheck.
Well, I can't recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I can lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, simply be put away and never played again. Don't ask me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this view just go away. said, John, where in the hell do you go from here? You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference. When I looked in the mirror, that's when I knew. That pair I was seeing. That old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life.
Of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. Started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get. 'Cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short-barreled bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, Mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning. The bat 44 was the same. 44 spoke, and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had a appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bad 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I would say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Brothers for you, and I wonder which one of us is to blame. Isn't that a great song? Great song, great artist. Man, they do a great job. And they're going to be in Lano coming up on July the 9th. Just a few weeks away. July the 9th, the Malpas Brothers at the Lano Country Opry, and it's going to be a great show. And tickets are on sale now. HeartOfTexasCountry.com. That's HeartOfTexasCountry.com for the Malpas Brothers live at the Lantex Theater in downtown Lano, Texas.
Hey, Bubba, how you doing this evening?
I'm feeling just great.
Could you play Little Joe and then my George Strait?
I'll do it for you.
Thank you, Bubba.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Some time ago, I was sipping on some coffee and having some ham and biscuits when a motion caught my eye through the truck stop window. It was a little lost puppy, half starved and shaking from fear. Well, I just had to make friends with him. So I picked him up and put him in the cab. And buddy, he took to that truck like he was born there. Well, I named him Little Joe. And as I watched him sleep on the seat beside me, That's when I knew the little Joe would be with me for a long, long time. Well, a few months later, I was talking to my old friend Teddy Bear on the old CB and not paying much attention to my back door. And little Joe started barking up a storm. I looked up and I saw a Smokey in the mirror, and I slowed my rig down just in time. But you know something? Teddy Bear heard little Joe barking, and he said, "Hey, Big Red, let me talk to your partner." And I said, "You got it, good buddy. How's the old Smokey situation, little Joe?" And little Joe said, "Gruff." Aw, that just tore him up. And the next 200 miles just flew by, 'cause everybody on that CB wanted to talk to little Joe. Well, one night we were headed through the Smokies in East Tennessee, and little Joe started acting real nervous. I heard the sounds of lightning on the old CB, and suddenly we were in the worst storm that I'd ever seen. All at once I saw headlights coming straight at my rig. Someone was blinded in the rain, so I swerved fast and just barely missed a camper full of kids. But the shoulder gave way, and we crashed over the side of the mountain. And when I woke up, my truck was on fire, and I couldn't move. But somehow, little Joe grabbed me by the collar and pulled me away from that burning rig. Well, I was in the hospital the next time I woke up, and the doctor was there to break the bad news. The accident had taken my sight. Oh, God, now I can't even drive. And that's when I realized how helpless Teddy Bear must have felt before the miracle happened that made him walk again. And then I thought, well, now, where's little Joe? Ain't nobody said anything about little... Oh, I was so sad, because I figured little Joe had given his life to save me. Well, my brother asked me to come live with him. And when he opened the door to my new room, I heard an old CB just a-blaring away. Well, I couldn't wait to grab that mic, and the first voice I heard was my old buddy Teddy Bear, ratchet jawing in the distance. So I broke for him, and he came right back to me. Why, it was almost like old times again. Teddy Bear was a-yakking away, unloading all the latest news on me and getting louder and louder. But all of a sudden, the sound of an engine seemed to drown Teddy Bear out. And I said, "Hey, what's going on?" Teddy Bear said, "Open your front door, good buddy. I'm just outside." Lord, the roar of engines seemed to rock the house. And all around me, I could hear familiar voices and slamming doors. Oh, I couldn't hold back the tears. All my friends were there. And then I heard something I couldn't believe. Little Joe? That bark? Why, it had to be little Joe. And no sooner than that, he was all over me. And I put my arms around my old partner, and the tears were streaming down my face. And then I felt something strange. Little Joe hadn't worn a collar before, and attached to the collar was a handle. A hush fell over my friends, and I realized, Lord, my new eyes were standing at my feet. Little Joe.
Feel it from my heart.
I'm Music from George Strait for you here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. I want to mention to you, got a song from Heather Miles up by request, but I wanted to mention that the lounge at True Country will be opening for Classic Country Lunch on Fridays and Saturdays at noon. They'll also have beer specials. Lunch specials will be offered from Barney's Coffee Shop, and they invite you to come down and be with them. And that is at the True Country Lounge. It's every Friday and Saturday for Classic Country Lunch, and I think you'll enjoy that. My darling wife, Charla, went to their karaoke Tuesday night, Justin Trevino and our friend Shalane from down in Houston. Shalane was in working on her new record, and they went down Tuesday. I did not get to go myself, but they said they had a great time, great crowd for their karaoke Tuesday night down there, too. I think they do karaoke three nights a week. I think it's Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday nights down at the True Country Ballroom. And I know you'll be thoroughly entertained. There's some great talent down there. There's also some pitiful talent down there, too. So you get the best of both worlds, you know. And it's fun. Karaoke is fun, and a lot of people really enjoy doing that. But especially on Tuesdays, I think they have a really good crowd on Karaoke Tuesdays at the True Country Hotel down on the square in downtown Brady. And, of course, as I mentioned, they'll be doing Classic Country Lunch on Friday and Saturdays at noon as well. Speaking of the True Country, and here's the boss lady herself by request. Someone wanted to hear Heather Miles do this great song.
Tracy, can you play Farewell Party for me, please?
A little Farewell Party by Gene Watson. I'll do it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, this is Steve Warner, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pitcox, KNEL FM 95.3, Brady, Texas.
Lovers. something warm when she gets cold.
Lonely Women Make Good Lovers. There's Steve Warner for you here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight. You know what? I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio show, listening to Justin Trevino and Johnny Bush.
Record man, I'm looking for a song I heard today. There was someone blue singing about someone who went away. Just like me, his heart was yearning for a love that used to be. It's a lonely song about a lonely man. Like me, I was driving down the highway with the radio turned on, and the man that I heard singing sounds so blue and all alone. As I listened to his lonely song, I wondered, could it be? Could there somewhere be another lonely man like me? There was something about a love that didn't treat him right, and he'd wake from troubled sleep and call her name at night. Mr. Record Man, oh, get this record for me, won't you please? It's a lonely song about a lonely man like me. Something about a love that didn't treat him right, and he'd wake from troubled sleep and call her name at night. Mr. Record Man, oh, get this record for me, won't you please? It's a lonely song about a lonely man just like me.
A little bit lighter. Nobody Wins.
Nobody Wins by Brenda Lee. I'll do it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Lord,
I know it don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time. A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. There's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer, screaming, sing shoving. You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Till I see her again, so I'm riding my thumb.
I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Johnny Rodriguez. Johnny made a special appearance during CMA Country Music Week this past week in Nashville. First time he'd been on stage in over a year. And his daughter was part of the second generation of country music shows. And he surprised the audience by showing up and going out on stage and singing a song with Aubrey. And then I think he did one by himself, too, if I remember correctly. But good to see Johnny Rodriguez back out on the stage. As I mentioned earlier, he's kind of retired from the road for a while. Got a new record he's working on. Got a new book he's working on. So we're looking forward to getting all that out, for sure. Good to hear from Felix Constancia, who is listening to us in Bella Vista, Illinois, tonight on KNELradio.com. And he heard the Norma Jean song earlier and heard that Norma was listening to the show tonight and wanted to know if I had her first record, a song called Greenback Dollar, and I certainly do. So this was especially for Felix tonight. I think Billy Gray arranged this for Norma.
Land of the brave and free, and in this all-fired battle of life. right. It's left its mark on me. For the boys are struggling around at the foot, instead of forging ahead. And I don't think it's cumbersome, a doggone thing, but I'm sleeping at the foot of the bed.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.